You're listening to SBS News.
Carolyn Flanagan is legally blind and has suffered from cancer. The elderly Sydney woman nearly lost her home to Westpac Bank after becoming a guarantor for her daughter's business venture, which failed. Miss Flanagan says her love for her daughter outweighed any financial concerns.
I've done anything love for her. In hindsight, I have to be honest about that.
What?
If you can't help your children, who can you help?
Dana Beglari of Legal Aid New South Wales is acting as Miss Flanagan's lawyer. She has told the Royal Commission Miss Flanagan could not even sign the relevant papers for Westpac without help.
She was able to sign her name, but she was able to do this when I indicated where she needed to sign, because she would say to me that she can't see the place where she's supposed to sign.
With Miss Flanagan facing eviction despite her failing health, lawyers fought to keep her in her home. Westpac officials initially refused to let her stay. Eventually, they settled, now saying she can stay in her home the rest of her life. Miss Flanagan's story clearly affected Westpac's representative at the hearing, General Manager of Commercial Banking, Alistair Welsh. In an exchange with the senior counsel assisting the commission, Michael Hodge, Mr. Welsh admitted the bank had warning signs about her ability to make an informed decision when she put up her home as collateral for her daughter's failing business. He says the bank was well aware of what she was risking.
Westpac was to call on the guarantee, she would be rendered homeless.
Yes.
But Mr. Welsh insisted, under questioning from Mr. Hodge, the bank followed procedure.
Is there a problem with Westpac accepting a guarantee from Ms. Flanagan?
Technically, there's not a problem.
The public has made over 5,000 submissions to the Royal Commission in recent months. The submissions have followed revelations of customers being charged fees for advice they never received. But the Royal Commission has also rejected claims the Commonwealth Bank had an ulterior motive to systematically default business loans after it acquired another bank, Bank West, in 2008. It has been alleged the bank engineered customer defaults to reduce the price it paid for Bank West, which turned out to be more than $2 billion. The Royal Commission will not look into those claims. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.